Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hydros sends this one to right field, and that's the ball game. Astros with a comfortable 10-2 win. Good work from Steven Okert. Got all six batters he faced, including four strikeouts, and with the win, the Astros have their largest lead this season in the AL West. They're now four games up on both the Angels and the Mariners, who are tied for second at 33 and 34. Blummer, that's a nice bounce back after a loss in the opener.
I had to stop out and see minicamp. Last day, I think. I'm pretty sure. Boys are looking good. Very excited for the season ahead. Should be a lot of fun.
All right, so that was the big news yesterday as we welcome you in on a Thursday morning here on Payne and Pendergast, a Nick Caserio day here on the show. He's going to join us in about an hour and 15 minutes. Texans Executive Vice President and GM joins us at 7:15 on the show. The first highlight you heard, courtesy of Space City Home Network, Todd Callis on the call. The Astros get things straightened out from two nights ago. They win 10-2 last night in a game that was never really close. They were up 7-0 by like the third or fourth inning, and they cruise the ship into the shore. And then the second bit of audio you heard, courtesy of the Texans social media, that was J.J. Watt doing the old, hey, I'm at practice, flashing up the H's, hanging out here, watching the boys. This is going to be a damn good football team this year. And J.J. did a press conference afterward. We'll hear from him on that. But that was the those are the big doings yesterday, Seth C. Payne. J.J. at practice, Astros win yesterday.
And Ryan Gusto making it complicated for me. I want to fall in love with Brandon Walter just because we haven't seen, he hasn't had as many opportunities to screw it up. You know,
and
he's got a 1.64 ERA. Mm-hmm. That looks a whole lot better than Gusto's 7.58. And yeah, Gusto does a great job last night.
Yeah, he did. Well, and I think that's, you know, look, the fact of the matter is until Spencer Arrighetti comes back, they're all going to be in our lives. Ryan Gusto is going to be in our life. Brandon Walter is going to be in our life. Colton Gordon is going to be in our life. And yes, it was the White Sox yesterday. Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter went against the Guardians over the weekend, but the last start that each of those guys have had, like this is the Sugarland 3 right now. You know what I mean? Well, Gusto's been with the team all year, but this is the triage unit right here that's trying to cobble together the back end of the rotation until Arrighetti comes back, so you can truly trust McCullers to be that 6-inning guy every time out, till Dana Brown probably makes a trade for an arm at some point. And you want to go with a 6-man rotation, these three guys are going to be in your life. Each of their last outings were really, really good. Colton Gordon, 5 innings, 1 run. Brandon Walter, 6 innings, 2 runs. And they're not walking anybody either. Ryan Gusto walked a guy last night, but they've had good control. They've been solid. Gusto, six innings. I think that was the big story last night, Seth, other than the bats coming alive. Six innings, two runs for Ryan Gusto, who had been struggling quite a bit lately.
Right.
He looked good
right.
at the beginning of the year, and he's been really going through a rough patch lately.
He hadn't gone five innings in any of his past five starts. Yeah. So just him going five innings puts him up with, you know, Colton Gordon has gone, I think in his last four starts, he's gone five innings or more. So that, like, that part of it is, it's very, very dicey, and you don't want to read too much into the short-term results of guys who are rookies. And yet, I'm trying to figure out how I feel about the Astros right now. The fact that they're winning baseball games and competing despite having three rookie pitchers in the rotation is admirable. And yet, I want them to be competing partly because the offense is more consistent, and it's not.
Yeah.
That's what's frustrating. I want them to be a scrappy team that, they're doing everything they can to lift up these three rookie pitchers.
Yeah.
But in fact, it's the bullpen more than anything that's lifting up these three rookie pitchers.
The comparison I made, because we just talked, I do a hit on the Bull every morning with Frito and Katie talking about sports, and we talked about the Astros this morning. The comparison I made was that scene in Apollo 13 where they've got to get the astronauts home. There's no power in the lunar shuttle there, and they've got to figure out how to get them home. So at Mission Control, they're trying to make a plan, and they come in and they dump this vat of random nouns onto the table, like a bag of Tootsie Rolls, some duct tape, a toothbrush, a chicken wire, and like 20 things, and they're like, you need to make a carbon monoxide filter out of these 20 things. That's what's up in the shuttle. And they managed to do it. They cobble this apparatus together, and they get the astronauts home. That's what the Astros are right now. They are kind of a little bougier than the duct tape and the toothpaste. These are highly paid baseball players, but they are cobbling things together right now with a bunch of guys that, if you had told me at the beginning of the year, this is what it would look like, this is what your starting rotation is going to be, you're going to be counting. Not just Lance McCullers may come back at some point. You're counting heavily on Lance McCullers. You're counting heavily on somebody named Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter, who at that time I would have not known who they were, I promise you. And Ryan Gusto as well. And now this lineup, which is just sort of, it's really just Jeremy Peña, Isak Paredes, and then whoever the next, and Jake Myers to a degree, and then whoever the next guy du jour is. Like last night, Christian Walker showed up last night. We haven't had that all year. So that's what it's kind of been, man. Like, and that's why I go back to my original point earlier this week, which is I think Joe Espada deserves a lot of credit for where this team is right now. Like, this
Joe Espada is the one that just said calmly, coolly, and collected, Houston, we've had a problem. I'm not using that in the way that we're not allowed to use it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just saying it. The key is when you use it in the positive way, it's that it's calm, cool, and collected. The way astronauts and pilots, well, all those early astronauts were pilots.
Yeah.
Pilots are just, the key is to never let your heart rate rise.
That's right.
You're calm, cool, and collected all the time. Okay, I'll take that.
Although Joe looked a little frightened last night when Jeremy Peña came up kind of gimpy after trying to make that play where he fielded that ground ball and had to spin around and throw to first base. And Jeremy's kind of holding his back like this, and Espada looked like Sasquatch was running right at him or something, like deer in the headlights look.
He's not – Peña, though, isn't like it was with – let's see, various Houston athletes where you just always got nervous when they got up slowly.
Clowney, Yordan are the big two.
Yep. Clowney, Yordan. I would say Correa, too, just because
Correa
of his back
also,
issues,
I would agree
but
with
not
you.
As much. Correa is more pliable than those two.
Yeah.
Yordan and Clowney are the two guys that are like so freakishly big and athletic, and yet at the same time kind of too stiff for your liking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last night was a good night overall, I would say.
Now, I'll tell you what the best part was, Christian Walker's home run. I wasn't paying attention. I was reading some probably dumb text from you or something. And I looked up and I saw the ball going onto the train tracks. And I looked at Brandy and I was like, Paredes? And she said, no, Christian Walker.
Christian Walker.
Yeah.
Then he hit a double in the gap. It was funny. And Dana Brown was in the booth for the bottom of the fourth inning. And he actually, he one of the things, they were kind of getting the state of the team with him, and he's like, one of the things he dropped in, he's like, hey, you know, now it looks like maybe Christian's coming around a little bit. It was after Walker had the two hits. I'm like, easy. We've gotten teased before, Dana. We've had these days with Christian Walker.
Him hitting it 440 feet onto the train tracks, I feel like it was a little bit like our reverse circle of trust hex, where earlier that day, you and I were saying, I don't know, man, maybe he's just got to lay off a little bit and focus on hitting opposite or something. He's swinging the bat really hard, and he's striking out a lot. And he comes out and says, oh, yeah? Oh, I need to hit opposite, do I?
Hits it through the glass window.
I got a couple things for you to pull right here.
Train guy, engineer Bobby Dynamite's up there watching the ball sail over his head. Yeah, it was it was good.
Bobby Dynamite, does he have to go out and like clear the? Has he ever had to go out and clear the baseball from the tracks? Before
I don't know. That'd be an interesting conversation.
Or does he try to flatten it like a penny?
Day in the life of Bobby Dynamite. We need that. Like, can we get him on the show?
Just we get it like every 20. Oh, for us. Yeah,
yeah for
Julia
us.
Julia does a pretty good job with it. He explains his whole when she's up there with him.
Text.
I always get nervous for it when you're seeing it from her perspective. When you're up there, it just feels like it's just don't fall, Julia.
Easy, Julia.
And I know it's impossible for her to fall all the way down, but still, I worry.
Slow down. Sean must have had a drinking session last night. What have I said that's like a hot take this morning? That the Astros are cobbling?
I don't know. Some of the rookie pitchers have had good performances.
I'm literally reciting stats is what I'm doing. All right, so J.J. Watt, we played that too coming into the show. And we're going to play more J.J. in the next segment. But J.J. Watt, this was the cut that got the most run that I saw out of anything. I thought we had kind of put to bed J.J. Watt ever playing again.
Yeah.
But this was what got the most run. This was J.J. asked yesterday about any lingering itch to come back from retirement.
I would say I don't know if it'll ever be settled, honestly. I mean, I'll always think I can do it, which is a problem. Andre and I have talked about that a few times. Like, no matter how long you go, you're like, I got a couple in me. But I definitely, the last 2 years, you could honestly, like you could say, like there's always that 1% in the back of your head. I definitely no longer have that anymore. I'm just comfortable. I'm at peace. We're having a new, our second baby soon, and life is very good. I'm very fortunate.
There you go.
One of our listeners invoked this the other day, and I wish he hadn't. Eric Weddle. Eric Weddle came out of retirement after 2 years out to join the Rams.
Yeah.
Eric Weddle had been out of the league for 2 years.
I thought you meant Eric Weddle was listening to our show. You're like a listener.
Playoff run. Yeah, Eric Weddle called me up and be like, hey, Sethers.
I was like, wow. Eric Weddle.
Honestly, this is what was bothering me yesterday. Danielle Hunter's up at the podium.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt's at practice. And people are saying, I don't know, he looks like he's in pretty good shape. Like, yeah, he looks in good shape. He doesn't look anything like
he
did when he was a player.
Thank you.
Like, do you look at Danielle Hunter, and like Danielle's physically impressive in a different way than JJ was more about his sheer mass. Danielle, it's about just how muscular
Chiseled, and lean he is
and everything. Yeah. But like, no, JJ's not anywhere. He doesn't look anything like he did when he was a player. Now, he could get back to it pretty quickly, but I feel like that answer he gave about him and Andre Johnson feeling that same way, I delude myself into it at times.
Yeah.
A man who was a much lesser football player than J.J. Watt and a man who was much, much older than J.J. Watt. I trick myself into being like, you know what? I get this hernia stitched up, hit a couple leg presses, and I'll be good to go. He's a guy who's in good shape, and that's all it is. He's been focusing on zone two cardio, more than pass rush.
If you had put a picture of him at practice yesterday, especially putting him next to, like you said, at one point he's shaking hands with Daniil, he's talking to CJ for a little bit there. Will came over. If you had put up that picture, but just digitized the face and said, hey, guess who was at practice yesterday? Honestly, just based on his body type, and he had that baggy T-shirt on, too, which made him look even thinner.
And his short jorts.
Yeah, and he had jorts on, too, which it didn't look... JJ, if you're listening,
what the kids wear these days.
I guess, like, I was that jumped out. But anyways, it would have taken me a few guesses, maybe, to say it was JJ Watt. Like, he looks like he's about 265 right now.
Plus, he has now. He probably isn't because he does have. He's just a big.
I know he's not.
Right. He looks like. Yeah, he doesn't. And that would pop back quickly. It's like when Gronk was so skinny and then he came back and played. The muscle memory returns real. Your muscles just fill up with water. Honestly, one full body workout.
Yeah.
If you haven't been lifting, guys like JJ and everything. Like, if you haven't been lifting at that like hardcore, and then you do like one super heavy workout. You can gain like 10 pounds because your muscles they take on so much intramuscular water.
Yep. All right, let's hear more from J.J. Watt in the next segment. Nick Caserio joins us at 7:15 on the show today. He gave J.J. Watt, who is going to be on the number two team on CBS on game days on Sundays this year, gave the rundown of a new Texan and some of the old Texans, kind of a skinny on the Houston Texans from the eyes of J.J. Watt. We will do that coming up now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It was incredible. I was talking to some people on the sideline. Like, those are the moments you miss the most. Practicing with your guys, make a play, and everybody goes nuts. The whole sideline, the whole defense, there's just nothing better. And those are the best teams. In the middle of June, the last day of mini camp, going crazy over a play just because you love the game, you love your brothers, you love to make plays. And that's going to translate in the fall. This is a really good group.
We'll hear more specific stuff from JJ about some of the guys on the team. A guy like JJ Watt coming out to watch this defense practice has to really get kind of his sensitivities going about, I'd really like to play with this group right here.
And honestly, sometimes when things are going south on a football team, especially one of the things that sucks is when you've got a really good defensive line but a bad secondary, or vice versa. Because that's when you start, as a group, you might have a really good defensive backfield, but the pass rush just isn't there. And, you know, it's hard for defensive backs not to be like, I covered the guy for 4 seconds before he finally got open, and vice versa. So there's the opposite is when both of those units are good, when the pass rush is good and the defensive backfield is good, you get kind of that synergy where, man, hey, you don't get a sack, but you get a pressure, and there's a real good chance it's going to be an interception. Mm-hmm. So as a defensive lineman, you play a role in that interception. And likewise, some of the guys up front are getting coverage sacks. So as a defensive lineman, you're like, man, if our secondary wasn't that good, there's no way in hell I would have gotten that guy down, because it was like 5 seconds into the snap, into the play. That's really good. And then as far as what JJ was saying there, it's that whole water boy dynamic. You know, when the water boy – when Adam Sandler makes a big play and all of a sudden everybody he's getting the love.
Yeah.
And for the first time in his life, other guys are giving him love and affection and everything. It's a good feeling, man.
Yeah.
So finally, JJ might know that feeling of being accepted by his peers.
That's right.
Yes. Slap hands.
It is an extroverted defense. There's no doubt about it. Like, collectively, this defense, if it were a person, it would be a major extrovert for sure.
Sometimes coaches have to like try to coach energy, and it's like, hey guys, let's show some excitement out there. And you're like, that's a hard thing to ask for, you know? That's like asking somebody who's not funny to be funny or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to have some natural characters on the team, and they've got their Jalen Petries, their Kamari Lassiters, all those guys that bring a lot of energy.
Yes,
Will Anderson, obviously.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, yeah, there's plenty of Z's, Al Shire, absolutely. Speaking of Will Anderson, J.J. Watt, we mentioned at practice yesterday, did a little session with the media afterwards, was asked about Will Anderson, who J.J. has forged a nice relationship with here in Will's first couple years in the league.
Yeah, I think the best part about Will is that he understands his potential and he wants to do everything possible to achieve it. And not everybody has both of those things together. Some people don't understand how great they could be, and other people aren't willing to work hard enough to accomplish it. Will has both, and it's been really fun to watch him grow and progress because he is willing to put in all that work and he is willing to make the sacrifices, and he's reaping the rewards because of it. And it also is really nice when you put Danielle Hunter on the other side because, man, what a combo.
You know, the difference between Will Anderson and a lot of other guys coming out of college who might be kind of raw by pass rusher standards is I get really nervous if a guy comes out of college and he doesn't have really like very good technique or he's not that refined in his pass rushing ability if he's been playing defensive end for 4 years plus high school.
Yeah.
With Will, it was different because he was an off-ball linebacker who did, and when he did play on the defensive line, when he made that transition, it wasn't as a pure edge rusher. It wasn't doing a lot of the things that an NFL rush defensive end is going to do. So he was raw, but it wasn't because he just hadn't worked at it for 4 years. It was because he was brand new. So you take, like, Will Anderson, if you would put him on Nick Bosa's trajectory, and where in college, like for 4 years or however many years he was in college, he was just flat out working at his skill of being a pass rushing defensive end.
Yeah.
He was a lot more polished coming out than Will was. But Will has that same work ethic and that same determination that a guy like Nick Bosa or J.J. Watt has. So that's why and you could see it in his rookie year. Man, he's raw, but God, it's not going to be for a lack of effort or trying that if it doesn't work out for him as a pass rusher.
Well, obviously the enthusiasm's off the charts, but he seems super coachable too. Like anytime you ask Will Anderson, especially in the offseason or in training camp, like the things that you've been working on or the things the coaches have tasked you to work on, he lists them. You know what I mean? Like he ingrains that in his head that these are the things, like, you know, at the top of my rush, I need to get better at being disruptive. What I got to work on my hands. I need some new moves. Yeah. I need things like that. He's really, really good. Danielle Hunter, J.J. Watt mentioned him. Having Danielle Hunter on the other side helps a lot. This was J.J. J.J. Watt had this exact same take on Danielle Hunter when the Texans signed him a year ago. Here is J.J. Watt on Danielle Hunter.
I don't think I saw him take anything to a different level because I've known Danielle's level for a long time, and I think he's been criminally underrated for his entire career. I've been watching Danielle my whole career, and he's been playing at this level for that long. He's a phenomenal player in the run and in the pass. He's got multiple different moves. He's extremely strong, but he also has these finesse agility moves. This is who he's been. I don't know why the world is just kind of starting to figure it out.
Two reasons.
Yeah.
Played in Minnesota, which is off the grid, even though they're a good team. And number two, Danielle Hunter is the opposite of all the look at me guys. Like he is.
Well,
he's a very, very even keeled, almost quiet kind of dude.
Well, and then, you know, JJ would tell you himself, and I mean, he said this before, like he was pretty good at the self-promotion, especially early in his career. And
JJ,
he was
yeah.
into the social media side of things.
Yeah.
So for a guy who's on a non-marquee team to get actually that much attention as a pass rusher or what have you, it usually takes a little bit extra. And so I think part of it too with Danielle, when whoever asks him about, you know, whether he's taken to the next level or anything, I understand where he's coming from in that Danielle had played in read and react style schemes for much of his Minnesota career, where he's not just getting off across the line of scrimmage as aggressively. He's got to kind of read and then rush. And it's hard to really showcase the best version of yourself as a pass rusher when you're in that type of scheme. You know, JJ, if JJ had been in a traditional 3-4, it wouldn't have been the same for JJ. JJ will say this all the time too. Being in Wade Phillips' scheme really helped JJ because Wade knew, like, nope, I'm not going to have this guy sit and just read and react and soak up blocks and everything. I'm going to let him loose.
Yep.
And that's where with Daniil, it's cool to see him in a system where, yes, he's got to get off across the line of scrimmage. This is what Daniil brought up is some of the thing that he and the defensive line are working on. It kind of unleashes a different version of Daniil Hunter.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think he's still, and it's like a 2-year transition sometimes too. It's like, you know, like when you, when you turn 21, the first time you buy beer, you're just kind of like, nervous, or at least yeah. I was. Yeah. It took me like a year to not be nervous buying beer. Well, I had my totally legitimate ID, and I was 21 years old
yep.
going into a convenience store.
Yep.
I kept feeling like the popo was going to be waiting for me in the back.
Yeah.
And as a guy that comes from a read and react scheme, when you get into a scheme where they just want you to let it loose, it takes a while to feel like you're not going to get arrested for underage drinking.
If you're not getting away with something.
Yeah, yeah.
It was funny, too, to hear JJ in that first cut we played with Willie's like, yeah, and it really helps having Daniil Hunter on the other side. And, man, this is totally me projecting right now. But I'm like, I wonder if JJ's like, man, I would have really loved to have had a Daniil Hunter on the other side of me when I was playing back in the day. Like, JJ had some good guys that played the other side of him. I don't know that any of them were Daniil Hunter. Like, Connor Barwin was a good player.
Yeah.
Connor Barwin, he had Whitney Merciless, you know, had a couple good years in there.
As far as edge rushers on the other side.
Guy on the other side, yeah.
Clowney and Merciless for when JJ was here. Because Antonio Smith was more of an interior defensive lineman. He was a good player, but not necessarily. Yeah, you didn't have two perennial Pro Bowl caliber type guys
playing
opposite of each other.
Yeah, I don't think JJ's bitter about it or anything. I just think it's funny you pointed that out. Nick Chubb, first couple mini camp practices as a Houston Texan. Physically, looks good. Here's J.J. Watt on the acquisition of Nick Chubb by the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I mean, he's an incredible player. Strong, tough, fast, physical. But then, like you said, the mentality that he has, the way that he works, I mean, it's really tough to see a guy like that leave a great city like Cleveland because he represents what a Cleveland Brown, like what Cleveland is, a tough, hardworking guy. But hey, Texans will take him, no problem. And really looking forward to seeing how he fits in that backfield between him and Mixon, kind of reuniting some old AFC North boys. It'll be fun.
One of the best things that Chubb said yesterday, we'll play this later in the show, was when he said, I was wondering why the Texans wanted me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, because you hear all these people out of Cleveland say he's got no ego, he's just so humble and everything. And you think, yeah, okay, cool, that makes sense. But then it honestly did kind of shock me for him to say, I was curious. I wondered why the Texans wanted me. I was like, have you seen your highlight reel, man?
Right.
Of course. Obviously, yes. The injuries are a concern. You can't avoid it. And yet, man, no matter how good, you guys know this. No matter how good, like when a really, really good player, no matter how banged up or injured he is or anything else like that, you don't expect them to say, I didn't know why they wanted me.
I couldn't believe it.
Cool.
When he said that, I'm like, man, this, because we've heard about how humble he is and just how quiet, you know, just how you know, even tempered, almost quiet he is, a little like Daniil Hunter kind of thing. And then when he said that, I was like, holy crap, this guy is humble as hell. Here's the cut that Seth's talking about. I think this is it right here.
Yeah, well, I guess the biggest thing is knowing what this team is about from afar. I've always been a fan of Coach D'Amico, and I know some guys on the team. I know Joe Mixon. I know what he's about, and I watched him from afar on the other sideline plenty of years, and I know how he runs the ball, and I'm about a great group of people.
Okay, that wasn't it, but that's
no,
okay.
That's
okay. Let's play
shot, Sean.
I took a shot, but that was, I mean, that was, I like hearing that too, that he wants to come play for D'Amico. I actually want to ask Nick Caserio about that at 7:15 when he joins us, about the D'Amico effect when it comes to going and signing and finding these guys. Here was Nick Chubb yesterday on when he felt back to his old self.
Probably while I was at home during my offseason training, I had all my numbers that I usually do in offseason. So speed and weights and things like that. So
PRs?
Okay.
PRs, perhaps?
Yeah, personal records?
Yes.
No, back to where he was. Now, this that doesn't sound like much. Like, okay, big deal. This is what usually people read way too much into weight room strength. Like, it's as often as not, the guys who are really strong in the weight room just end up, they're not good football players and vice versa. There's guys that are trash. Where it really, really does matter is when you're evaluating a guy against what he usually does. There are a lot of times where guys get cleared to play, but they might still, and this drives some of the strength coaches crazy, is that their left leg might still be 25% stronger than their right leg.
Yep.
And yes, they're cleared to play. Yes, they're structurally sound, but they're imbalanced and they're not the same guy. And after an injury like the one that he had, that it's probably likely that last year he didn't have the same weight room strength and everything else, but you throw him back out there, it's kind of nerve wracking because you wonder like, okay, how's a guy gonna, performance issues aside, how's a guy gonna protect himself if he's got all these imbalances? So for him to hit all of his normal numbers and everything else on like that on a catastrophic knee injury where he had multiple surgeries to repair it, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
And he was probably like, he was out there last year on a struggling team, still not 100% physically. The fact that he feels good at this point in the year about his weight room strength and being back to there, it's a good sign.
Yeah.
Sometimes the strength never returns.
Yep.
Sometimes you just, especially after you've had two devastating knee injuries to the same knee.
I know people have had questions like, what does Joe Mixon think about this signing? You know, Joe Mixon was the guy last year. I think Joe Mixon is still the starting running back on this team. I think Joe Mixon still gets, if you had to ask me who's going to get the most carries on this team, assuming health, it would be Joe Mixon. It turns out that Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb are very friendly with each other. That Joe Mixon has great admiration for Nick Chubb. They were kind of in that same high school class. I think they came into the league in different drafts, but they were in high school at about the same time, played in all-star games, things like that. Here was Joe Mixon last year on the Greenlight podcast, Chris Long's podcast, and talking about this interview took place right before Nick Chubb was coming back from his catastrophic knee injury of 2023.
Nick Chubb comes back this weekend. Is he just one of the most, right? Yes. Is he one of the most universally respected backs? Like if you just walked into every running back room in the NFL and asked him,
yeah,
is he that guy? I mean,
yeah. I mean, hey, me and Chubb came out of high school together, 2014, man. So, I've been knowing Chubb since, you know, back in them high school days. And to obviously, one, know the type of player that he is. I mean, he's capable of a home run at any time. He's going to wear the defense out. And obviously, I think he's very underappreciated as a running back. But, I mean, I think Cleveland, they're doing everything that they can to stick by him. A person like me can appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that him coming back, I think it's going to do a major – it's going to be a major difference in our offense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's something that they've been missing. But Chubb is the heart of their team. And, you know, I'm just thankful that my man is back doing what what he always wanted to do. I mean, I just love that about him. And I'm definitely one of his biggest supporters and rooting for him.
So there you go. Joe Mixon. Nick Chubb.
So I would be incredibly surprised if we heard that Joe Mixon felt disgruntled or anything that they brought in Nick Chubb.
I would too.
I think he's going to be, as long as if Nick Chubb can get back to looking like some version of his old self, it makes it easier in a workload sense, but it also makes it better as a running back when, you know, even though they've got some similarities in their style, that they're different enough that defenses have to prepare for two different guys.
Yep.
And they're going to be running. The play calling would be a little bit different for either of those guys, perhaps. So defenses are a little bit on their heels and a little bit uncertain and have to make adjustments both in the week in preparation, but then also on game day to be able to have to face that 1-2 punch.
All right, headlines coming up next. The Astros win last night. We'll hear from Joe Espada in headlines. We will circle back to the Texans. Minicamp is over. NBA Finals last night, and the Knicks are still sniffing around. The New York Knicks are conducting
the
most inept coaching search I've ever seen in my life. It's weird. So we'll get
to it's really, really weird.
We'll get to that coming up next in headlines. Nick Caserio, Texans GM, joins us at 7:15 on the show. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
Hydra sends this one to right field, and that's the ball game. Astros with a comfortable 10-2 win. Good work from Steven Okert. Got all six batters he faced, including four strikeouts, and with the win, the Astros have their largest lead this season in the AL West. They're now four games up on both the Angels and the Mariners, who are tied for second at 33 and 34. Plummer, that's a nice bounce back after a loss in the opener.
Okay, a couple things from that. That was Todd Callis, obviously, from Space City Home Network. A couple of things. One, I was not around to watch Okert get the last six outs of this game. I went to bed. It was 8-2. I went to bed. That was good to hear, though, that I, you know, anecdotally, that he came in and got the last six outs and had four strikeouts. It was not, Okert had a rough moment or two over the weekend against the Guardians. That was good to see. He's been a very underrated component of that bullpen. Number two, I had no idea the Mariners had backslid that far to where they're tied, they're sub 500 and tied with the Angels now.
Mm-hmm,
trash franchise, Seattle. Mm-hmm. Trash franchise. First place Astros, up by four games. They win 10-2 last night over the White Sox. The big story in this game, the Astros get another nice start out of one of the non-marquee guys in their starting rotation. Now, Ryan Gusto, who'd been struggling the most out of all these guys, gave them six really solid innings last night. Here was Joe Espada on Ryan Gusto's performance.
Yeah, you know what? I think also, you know, those early runs kind of helps, you know, starters settle down and pound the zone and be aggressive. But I thought he threw the ball really well. Ton of early strikes. Once he got ahead, much better execution. I thought his fastball was really good today. He really made a difference on how he navigated that lineup. You know, it was really strong six innings.
Yeah, that was good. They've been getting good starts lately out of the Colton Gordons and Ryan Gustos and Brandon Walters of the world.
Yeah, and the part where I do get excited about the Astros, even though I know earlier I said I can't figure out how I feel about them emotionally because the offense just isn't consistent enough. Yeah. I watched Christian Walker, you know, launch one up just about to, you know, almost over the train tracks last night. Yeah. And you see, we've seen that version of him in spurts here. There is so much untapped power that you're just waiting for it to come out more consistently, not just with Christian Walker, but others on the team, and the return of Arrigetti and everything else that might happen. We've seen it last year when they had the burst in July, June and July.
Yeah.
Like, I just keep waiting for that. Like, all right, like, we know it's in you. when from veteran players especially, like it's got to come out at some point. I refuse to believe that they can play like this, the bats can be like this for 162 games.
Yiner Diaz, Christian Walker, and when he was healthy, Yordan Alvarez, all had OPSs that were hovering in the 600s. And I'm with you.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Yiner's 80% healed now. So, hey, there we go. Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, did they give a number? I hadn't seen that. He's 80%.
I thought I had seen that or okay. not. I don't know if – just remember that the team that couldn't tell whether there was a break or not at all is now saying, hey, it doesn't have to be completely healed. If it's 60% healed, he can't play.
Yeah.
If it's 70% healed, he can play.
Yeah.
So, but the margin of error is 100%.
Right.
So, great. Whatever.
They are not in the circle of trust, the people reporting on the broken hand of Yordan Alvarez.
Well, the people actually examining and
not the people reporting on it. Sorry, all you Astro. Sorry, Chandler. Didn't mean it. It's not at you. All right, Texans. Minicamp is over. J.J. Watt was at practice yesterday. He shuts you down if you think J.J. Watt is coming back for a few games.
Yeah. I would say I don't know if it'll ever be settled, honestly. I mean, I'll always think I can do it, which is a problem. Andre and I have talked about that a few times. Like, no matter how long you go, you're like, I got a couple in me. But I definitely, the last 2 years, you could honestly, like, you could say, like, there's always that 1% in the back of your head. I definitely no longer have that anymore. I'm just comfortable. I'm at peace. We're having a new, our second baby soon, and life is very good. I'm very fortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. You're also super skinny now, JJ. You don't look like you're ready to come off the edge in an NFL game. You look good.
He doesn't, but going back to Rob Gronkowski, you know that can come back very quickly. He's been doing different types of workouts.
Yeah.
So I like what he said there. I knew how, as soon as he said it, I knew how people, especially the aggregators, were going to report it. Is that, it's true. Like, no matter how, he'll say the same thing when he's 65 years old. He still feels like he can give it one, but it does not occupy a single percentage of hope or anything, like, in my brain that he's going to come back. And the nice thing is, really, you look at this Texans defensive line and their ability to rush the passer, and there's no pressing desire by the fan base.
Yeah.
It's not like people are agitating for it or to need it. Now, if there's a slew of injuries or something during the season, then it'll probably pop back up again. JJ's going to be doing color commentary this year.
Yeah.
And the way JJ will approach it is not going to be the way Tony Romo approaches it.
No.
It's going to be a full-time job. You know, like he's going to really be studying the upcoming teams that he's covering and everything. So I don't think psychologically he's going to be in any kind of space to entertain a comeback.
I'm glad you brought that up too, because this isn't something, if there's any of you in your cars right now that are still fantasizing about J.J. Watt playing football and they heard that cut and you're ignoring it and you're going, nope, I still think there's a chance. He's not going into color commentary to where he's just dipping his toe in the water doing like low-level college games on ESPN. He's on the number two team on CBS. Like, this is one where you commit to. This is where there's a very, very much a mutual, heavy commitment going on. He's with Ian Eagle, who's the they're going to wind up doing, if I had to guess, they'll wind up doing at least one, maybe a couple of Texan games this year. Texans aren't on CBS. So we'll talk about this more later in the show. They're not on CBS as much as you would think this year. But this is a pretty high-level position JJ is getting for a guy who's done very little in-game commentary. All right, NBA last night, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107. So we got a series, man. The Pacers up 2-1 in a series where they were one of the heaviest underdogs of the last 20 years coming into a series. And that's saying something considering we've lived in an era here in the last 20 years that includes the Golden State Warriors. So that series is now 2-1. Meanwhile, the New York Knicks, continue to kick tires on the married women of NBA head coaches. They have inquired about five different NBA head coaching candidates, all of whom have current jobs. Houston, Dallas, so Ime Udoka, Jason Kidd, Chris Finch with Minnesota. And then yesterday we get reports that they asked Atlanta permission to interview Quinn Snyder. And then last night, reports surfacing, they asked Chicago permission to interview Billy Donovan, who used to play for the Knicks back in the day. Knicks, stop doing this. Stop asking if you can have sex with people's wives, all right? Yeah.
It's starting to look pathetic, and it's clear that they had no plan. It was like when LSU was going to fire Les the first time around, and it became clear that they had no plan for what would happen. They didn't have their candidates all lined up, and it was just a mess.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like now with the Knicks. No offense to LSU. Obviously, your football program has done much greater things this century than the New York Knickerbockers have. But I swear to God, Sean, I would not be surprised if there was a report tomorrow that said the Knicks reached out to Tom Thibodeau. They're like, hey, maybe we can patch this thing up, okay? I didn't know, man. I'm sorry. I was in a weird place.
They're running out of current coaches. They're like one or two NBA Finals games away from sitting behind the benches of these two coaches in the Finals, asking if either of them want to come coach the Knicks. Like, that's where we're at right now. So we've got some good audio from Charles Barkley. We'll get to that later in the show. I want to make sure we stay on clock here because Nick Caserio joins us at 7:15 on the show. So we'll get to that. Up next, J.J. Watt made one other really good point, I thought. In talking about Derek Stingley, he made a point that Seth and I were making about the Texans towards the end of the show yesterday about the way that they've handled contracts, juxtaposed to the way one other ratchet NFL team is handling its contracts right now. So I want to get into that, especially in light of the fact we'll be talking to the GM of the Texans, Nick Caserio, in about 20 minutes. Stay there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.